Welcome to the Connected Leaders Academy Virtual Conference, designed to reshape your vision of transformation. As we navigate the evolving business landscape, our speakers will unveil innovative strategies to manage and initiate change. Prepare to adapt, innovate, and lead, ensuring your role as a catalyst in this transformative era.
Hi, I'm Marian Costello. I'm a board-certified holistic healthcare practitioner, licensed massage therapist, TV radio personality, best-selling author, motivational speaker, and the creator of the Marian Method, the Protocol 139. And I'm here today to tell you that your body is talking. Are you listening? I'm going to give you a little bit of my background so you can understand that I didn't listen and this is what happened. I worked in corporate jobs over 2.5 decades. My last corporate job lasted for 17 years. I put my blood, sweat, and tears into that job. I worked my way up the corporate ladder into management positions. I became the go-to person for many of the big responsibilities. And I liked what I did, but I thought to myself, there's got to be more to life. And I continued to do it day after day, week after week, month after month, and year after year. It's all I knew, but I knew deep down inside I was not truly happy. And then it happened. It was my life scare. It was the year 2000, and I was not feeling myself. I had dizziness, extreme fatigue, heart palpitations, temperature change fluctuations, panic attacks, undesired body changes, and more. I was diagnosed with hyperthyroidism and prescribed medication, which I developed a severe allergic reaction. And I found myself in a hospital, having surgeries, and became allergic to most pharmaceutical and allopathic medications. And by what I can only describe by divine intervention, I was led to holistic modalities which changed my life. I healed completely, and I felt better than I ever did. And at this point, everything changed for me. My entire being changed. I realized the unhappiness I felt for all those years led to the physical manifestation in my body. And now I had complete control of my body. And when did I get this realization? I noticed on good days, I felt like I could conquer anything. On the not so good days, I felt physically and mentally drained. And I thought, that's it. I was experiencing the true feeling of empowerment. And my being in my constant awareness on every level of my being, my physical, my emotional, my mental, and my spiritual, I was able to achieve complete homeostasis utilizing various holistic modalities. And I was fascinated. I researched day and night with the philosophies and teachings from Louise Hay, Dr. Wayne Dyer, Napoleon Hill, and so many more. It validated my experiences, and I got to work. And I started to write a daily journal of what I wanted and wished for. And I wrote down the good things. I wrote down the bad things that happened daily. It was shocking to me that the more I journaled, the more negative my entries were getting. And I felt like giving up, but I didn't. I kept working at it. I remember going to sleep completely exhausted one night. And I had a dream. Yes, I had a dream. That dream changed my perspective because it was everything I ever wanted in life. It made me work harder. And I continued my journal, and with more positive entries, I meditated, I recited affirmations, and I even made a vision board so I could feel what I wanted. And I did this every day, and after a couple of weeks, things changed for the better. When I saw things changing and felt that I did have the power to change my thoughts, I knew I could change my life. During the day, I went to work, and the evenings, I went to school. I was feeling empowered because I was being true to myself for the first time in my life. And I redefined my life. I had new healthy lifestyles, new goals, more research, and I became a board-certified holistic health practitioner and a licensed massage therapist specializing in medical massage. And I decided to open my own business, NeoZoe, New Life Through Balanced Living, so I can educate people to achieve optimal health, especially if they're like me, where you cannot take any pharmaceutical or allopathic medicine. In fact, I've not had any since February 1st, 2000. That's right, February 1st, 2000. I learned what happened to me to have all the health challenges is that I did not listen to my body. It was giving clues. But you know when you're young and you think you're invincible? You think nothing's going to happen? I'm too young. all thoughts like that? Well, as it turns out, at any age, that may not be the case. This may sound technical, but stay with me. It's important for you to understand this next part. Dis-ease in the body happens slowly. The breakdown is known as homeotoxicosis, and there's a process from lingering illness to recovery, and they are progressive, vicariation, and regressive. And I'm going to simplify it. It works like this. You have the humoral phases, which is the disease of disposition. This is how dis-ease starts in the body. So it starts in the tissue, and phase one, you have excretion, and phase two is reaction, and phase three is deposition. And then it goes deeper into the body, which they call cellular phases. It's constitutional diseases. So if your primary pathways become congested and the body cannot rid itself of toxicity, it goes into the cell deeper, down to the mitochondria. And that starts phase four, which is impregnation. And then stage five, where it happens to be degeneration. And phase six, which is neoplasm. And that's where you get your cancers, your tumors. So let me give you an example. So we're going to talk about the skin, the epidermis. This is the tissue I'm talking about. In phase one, this is the excretion where you would see perspiration, earwax, or sebum. In phase two, it goes deeper and you're at arrhythmia, dermatitis, and eczema. But in phase three, the deposition, you start getting erythema and warts. This excretion principle means that your enzymes are still intact and that your body can trend towards self-healing, which gives you a favorable prognosis. But then there's a biological division. And once you cross into something deeper, that's the cellular phases I was talking about. Now your skin will be impregnation, which is stage four, where you'll see tattooing or pigmentation. And then phase five, degenerative, where you have dermatosis and lupus. And then phase six is the neoplasm, where you have mesothelioma and etc. This is the condensation principle. So if you have impaired enzymes, the body will trend toward deterioration, and it has a very dubious prognosis. So where do you start to listen to your body? Start with awareness, not fixing. Before changing anything, notice patterns. So do a daily check-in for 60 seconds a day. Check in on your energy. Feel, is it drained? Is it steady? Is it wired? Or check your mood. Are you feeling calm? Are you feeling tense, low, or scattered? And your body signals. Do you notice if you have a tight jaw, a heavy chest, bloating, a headache, restlessness? Even your cravings. Are you craving sugar? Are you craving salt? Are you craving caffeine? Or are you even craving silence or even movement? Your body speaks in patterns, not in one-off systems. So you have to learn the main signal categories. And I'll break it down really easy. You have fatigue and energy dips. And what that might be telling your body is that, are you in mental overload? Not just physical tiredness, but mental tiredness. Are you experiencing blood sugar swings? Do you have poor sleep quality? Not just the duration, but you're not waking up refreshed. Or emotional labor that you're not acknowledging. If you do, at first you can try eating protein and fiber earlier in the day, or step outside for 5 minutes of daylight. And ask yourself, what am I pushing through instead of addressing? The next category is tension and pain. Neck, jaw, shoulders, lower back. And what they might be saying is that you're bracing mentally or emotionally. Or you could be ignoring boundaries. Or stress isn't being discharged. And if you notice that, you can first try exhaling longer than you inhale. Inhale for the count of four. Exhale for the count of six. Or a gentle movement. Not stretching harder, just very gentle. And then ask yourself, where am I holding back or holding on? Pain often shows up where expression is blocked. And I'm going to say that again. Pain often shows up where expression is blocked. Very important. And the next signal is gut signals. Do you have bloating? Are you nauseous? Do you have cravings? What your body's telling you is that your nervous system is the huge gut-brain link. What's going on? Or are you eating too fast? more while distracted? Do you have emotional digestion issues? And yes, really, emotional digestion issues is a thing. And if you notice these, you can first try to slow your first three bites of food, intentionally chewing it. And then put your phone down while you're eating. How many of us are guilty of sitting there on the phone while we're eating? Just put it down. And then ask yourself, what am I having trouble processing? And the next category is mood shifts and irritability. And if you are experiencing this daily, this is what your body might be saying. You're on sensory overload. You're just overloaded every sense of your body, which gives unmet needs, rest, novelty, connection, and hormonal or sleep disruptions. You'll notice them. And what you could try first is reduce stimulation before adding motivation. And you can hydrate and move gently. The key word I keep saying here is gently. And ask, what do I actually need right now? Not, what should I do? As your body talks, and now you're listening, how can you make the necessary changes for sustainable, optimal health? Remember, when you're listening to your body, you know you're never alone in your health journey when you add prayer. And never underestimate the power of prayer. Psalm 139 had meaning to me during my healing process. Psalm 139 is often titled the all-knowing, ever-present God. The one is the catalyst, the decision to be seen. Verse 1 is, O Lord, you have searched me and known me. The number 3 is the trench, the struggle in the dark. From verse 11, if I say, surely the darkness shall fall on me, even the night shall be light about me. And then 9 is the flow, the fearful and wonderful integration. From verse 14, I will praise you, for I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works. And that psalm was so inspiring to me. It helped me create the Marianne Method, the 139 protocol, a proprietary framework for sustainable habit formation. I developed the Marianne Method 139 protocol to move beyond the traditional 2190 rule. Most people fail because they were sold a 21-day lie. They were told that if they just pushed through for 3 weeks, a habit would magically disappear. But on day 22, when they felt the resistance, when the weight of the old self felt heavier than ever, they didn't just quit. They felt like failures. And the 2190 rule is a textbook myth. It's a dry map. Whether you want to lose weight, whether you want to stop smoking, whether you want to get physically fit, or stop drinking alcohol, or create changes even in your finances. The 139 protocol is a survival manual. It is the GPS through the fire that literally saved my life. It is a structured psychological journey designed to align your goals with the way your brain actually processes change. And this plan is a blueprint divided into 3 distinct phases of evolution for habit mastery. Most systems fail because they treat the first day and the 60th day the same. In my 139 protocol, I acknowledge that the energy you need is to start is going to be different from the energy you need to stay. And I'm not counting days, I'm managing your brain's resistance. Now, take a moment and just look at your hands right now. In 90 days, the cells in your skin will have completely turned over. You will literally be a different physical person. So why are you still carrying the same old habits? Today, I'm retiring the 2190 myth. It's too soft. It doesn't account for the days you want to quit. I'm going to give you the 139 protocol, a neurobiological map to becoming that new person. Phase 1 is the power of 1. Day 1, it's the catalyst, the decision of intent. My philosophy begins with the power of 1. Before any physical action is taken, a mental threshold must be crossed. The decision point transformation begins with a single binary choice. This is your point of no return. It's the day one to start. One day, one choice, one clear, non-negotiable. phase one is the first 24 hours. And success isn't about willpower. It's about the clarity of the initial contract you sign with yourself. It's total commitment. Why are you doing this? What is the one habit you're breaking or building? You want to be specific. An example would be, I am a person who moves for 30 minutes every morning. The goal here is to move from wanting to change to owning a new identity. Again, non-negotiable. 99% of people fail because they truly never move past the thinking about it stage. Phase one is the most internal contract, the singular decision point. Write down the date of your day one. By writing this, you are crossing the point of no return. And in the 139 protocol, we don't try, we decide. This is the moment you sign a contract with yourself. You aren't going on a diet. You're becoming someone who respects their body. One day, one choice, no exit strategy. This is your day one. It's the most powerful day you have. One choice, zero excuses. And if you make it past day one, you enter the trench. This is 3 weeks, 21 days. The period of manual override is the survival phase. Science shows that the first 21 days, 3 weeks, are the most volatile. This is the high friction zone where the mind and body fight to return to old patterns. The brain is fighting to return to its old factory settings. You're literally in the trenches. 21 days of conscious mechanical repetition, grit over grace, your chemical divorce. Your job is to simply show up, no excuses. This phase isn't about enjoying the habit yet. It's about mechanical execution. It's about surviving the resistance. It's the hard labor. It's the soreness gap phase of the protocol. This is where you need to have true grit and repetition. This is the hardest part. Your brain will try to convince you to stop. Your goal is not perfection. It's mechanical execution. Week one is shock and survival. Just show up. You're going to break the old script. Week two is resistance. This is where most people quit. Expect the friction. This is the I don't like it phase. Week three is the initial adaptation. The fog begins to lift. The chemical resistance begins to drop. And what you're doing is manually overriding your brain's default settings or impulses through relentless consistency. Your brain is literally addicted to your old ways. It's going to scream at you. It's going to tell you you're tired, that it's too hard, or you'll start again Monday. Your only job in the trench is to survive. We don't care about perfection here. We care about repetition. If you're tired, do it tired. If you're busy, do it busy. Just stay in the trench. Expect it to be hard. If it's hard, the protocol is working. 3 weeks of grit to break the script. And once you climb out of the trench, you enter phase nine, the strength of nine. This is the flow, the deep integration, the integration of identity. The final 63 days, 9 weeks, are where the real transformation occurs. My method focuses on this long-tail phase to ensure the habit doesn't just last, but it becomes permanent. Once the initial friction is gone, the real work begins. Over the next 9 weeks, the behavior moves from your prefrontal cortex, which is your active thinking, to your basal ganglia, which is your automatic behavior. So you're basically moving the behavior from the conscious mind to the subconscious. And in this 9-week phase is where the new you is hardened. It starts to take root. And by the end of this period, the effort to not do the habit becomes greater than the effort to do it. Everything just flows. You just show up until you no longer have to remind yourself to do so. You have survived the peak resistance. Now you're reinforcing the neural pathways. And this is where the action shifts from something you do to who you are. Week 4 to 6 is building momentum. And weeks 7 through 9, this is the identity shift. You no longer have to remember to do it. And weeks 10 through 12 is the mastery. The habit is now your new factory setting. The flow, The milestone checklist is day 30, the habit's becoming familiar. Momentum is established because you've been consistent. Day 60 is the day you feel off if you don't do it because the new normal takes root. You've been doing this consistently. And day 90 is the transformation is complete. You've built momentum over these past 9 weeks, and now it becomes inconsistency over intensity. This is where the habit becomes a lifestyle. This new lifestyle is now your factory settings, your new identity. You don't have to try to be this person anymore. You just are. This is where you find your rhythm. This is where you find your ease. 9 weeks of growth to seal the oath. Now, there's a safety net here. If you miss a day during the nine-week phase, do not start over. Simply apply the never miss twice rule. Get back on track immediately the following day. The 139 protocol is about the direction of your life, not a perfect score on a calendar. And the 139 protocol is built on the reality of how the human brain adapts to change. It acknowledged that the energy required at the start is vastly different from the energy required at the end. The blueprint provided the structure for your identity shift. But the real secret sauce here, the real secret sauce is moving from outcome-based goals, which is, I want to do X, to identity-based habits and saying, I am the type of person who does X, whatever it is that you want. And your 1-3 mantra can be, I have the clarity of 1, the strength of 3, and the patience for the 9. The 139 protocol works because it respects the timeline of the human nervous system. You cannot skip the 1, which is the decision, the catalyst. You cannot avoid the 3, the struggle, the trench. But if you stay for the 9, the integration, the flow to change permanent, 1 decision, 3 weeks of grit, 9 weeks of growth, that is the method, the Marianne method. It literally saves lives. How does all this tie in with legacy? When I sit back and reflect, I recognize how fortunate I am. It's been a very long process, but my healing journey helped me regain my health and vitality by equipping me to see life experiences from different perspectives. It's not been an easy road. I made many sacrifices to fill my life's purpose, and there have been many rewards too along the way. I've met so many wonderful people that let me make the mistakes I needed to make, but they also helped me elevate above them. I've learned to always believe in yourself, no matter what. It all starts there. Don't let life pass you by. Embrace it. You are made for greatness. All of us have our own unique gifts to share with others. Love is one of the greatest gifts. For others and yourself, self-love. When you love yourself and empower yourself, you will fall into place. Will there be ups and downs? Sure. There's no such thing as failure. Failure teaches you life lessons. You grow from failure. We learn from failure. Don't ever let it stop you. How will you handle adversity? If you handle it with love and look for solutions, adversity is temporary. All of us have our own successes and challenges. Enjoy every success and work through any challenges. There's so many more experiences to have. We should live each day and every day to the fullest, as we do not know when or how we may leave this world. Life is all about the journey, not the destination. You can lead by example and be the legacy for your family, friends, colleagues, and acquaintances. Help them if they're struggling. Teach them the Marianne method, the 139 protocol, and change their lives for the better. Your legacy is a gift that will keep on giving. Your body is talking. My question to you is, are you listening? Hi, Marianne Costello, the CEO and founder of NeoZoe. New life through balanced living. You can connect with me via email at marianne@neozoe.com.
Thank you for participating in today's enlightening session as we transition to our next expert. Remember that each strategy and insight is a step toward becoming a transformative leader in your field. Visit ConnectedLeadersAcademy.com to stay engaged and informed. The journey of change is ongoing. Let's move forward together.